When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Press and go, just press and go.
That's my motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Okay, guys. So for the month of December, we are celebrating the year that was 2019, good or bad. A lot of stuff happened, but we want to end things with a bang on a good note. So each week of the month of December will be themed, and starting with today's episode. So this week's theme is
Hair Week.
Yay. Woo-hoo. So we have 2 episodes a week throughout the rest of the month. You're welcome. We've been hard pumping out the hashtag content. So we hope you enjoy it, especially our holiday content and the giveaways that we have coming up.
Woohoo!
We are taking a different approach to the giveaways this time around. So make sure that you listen through the entirety of the episode to really make sure that you can get those gifts because they're going to be really good.
They're really, really good,
they're
you
really,
guys.
Really good. You're going to be happy.
Okay, beauty news this week.
Beauty news.
We've got a lot to talk about.
We got some pop-ups.
As usual, yes. So it seems to be the month of the pop-up. I think that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Because of the holidays, totally. Everyone is shopping. And if you are in LA, we've got 2 fun pop-ups that are happening. First off is the Lord Jones pop-up. If you guys are not familiar with Lord Jones, it is the cannabis brand. Well, they're known for their CBD products. So Kirby and I are both big fans. They have their CBD body lotion. They've got their stiletto cream. That's great if you, great for holiday parties.
Yeah,
slather
seriously.
On your feet. Oh, they use it. I think they've been using it on like red carpets too.
Oh.
And then obviously they've got their gumdrops.
Which those are my favorite personally.
Which we learned from our dear friend Ryan Clark, who works for Lord Jones. You should drop them in a glass of champagne.
Also great for the holidays.
Ultra luxe experience. So anyways, they are having a pop-up at the Westfield Century City Mall. It started already. And great. Then it goes through January 5th.
Awesome.
So you can go and pick up all of their topical CBD products, like I mentioned, you know, the lotion, the Chill Balm, bath salts. What a great present.
Yeah, great hostess gift, great gift in general.
And then if you are in New York, they also are having a pop-up at the Westfield One World Trade Center. And then also, I guess, in Topanga.
Yeah, Topanga.
Yeah, so lots of fun pop-ups happening.
Bi-coastal, New York, LA. I know for the Westfield Century City one, it's like a little community of different pop-ups happening.
Oh, cute.
Like, I got an email from Westfield being like, come. And so it's like a bunch of different brands. So if you are looking for gifts and you want to think a little bit outside the box.
Like a gifting bazaar.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Go to, they call it like the gifting village or something
cute.
Like that.
I think
it's really cute.
Century City is my favorite mall in LA.
Same. Aesthetically, it's like bomb.
Yeah.
It's obviously like completely renovated.
Obviously love the Grove for so many reasons, but in terms of like how much shopping I can actually get done, Century City is my fave.
Yeah, Century City, just they renovated it. There's an Eataly there. It's closer to like Beverly Hills, like the West Side versus Central LA.
And
so
parking is always pretty easy.
Yeah, it's massive.
So speaking of the Grove, Lady Gaga's brand House Laboratories is hosting a two-day pop-up December 5th through December 6th. And they're going to have lots of fun product surprises, especially for Lady Gaga fans, obviously. Her makeup artist and the global artistry director for House Laboratories, Sarah Tano, will be there, I believe. And
will Gaga be there?
I don't know. TBD. I feel like
she'll show up.
She'll show up, or like she'll be in like disguise.
Oh my God.
In like true Gaga
fashion.
It
would be complete pandemonium.
It would, yeah. The, maybe for like safety reasons that she won't show up.
So for our listeners that aren't familiar with the Grove,
yes.
The Grove is like a staple, an institution in LA. For the holiday season, Sarah said it's like super festive. That's because they have like Santa's workshop set up. You can go and meet Santa. They have snow
every hour. Their tree, the tree at the Grove is like the most impressive Christmas tree I've ever seen.
It's real.
Like,
it's huge.
It's bigger than the one at Disneyland,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's massive.
Right?
And it's a real tree.
And it's a real tree.
Like a
and
pine tree.
I remember, this is like so sad, but when I was in New York last Christmas and I went to the Rockefeller Center tree, I was like,
a little disappointed.
Like,
wow.
I was like, the Grove's tree is like way bigger.
Let's send this to Caruso
for
advertising.
I know,
purposes.
Seriously.
Better than Rockefeller Center. No, but at the Grove, a lot of brands have been like toying with these pop-ups at the Grove, especially. Like,
I think it's genius.
It's really smart, especially if you don't want to invest in like a brick and mortar thing. But also, like, people underestimate how important it is to get some hands-on experience.
Totally.
So I think this makes sense for House Labs. Like, they're only sold through Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no way for you to get to play with the product before you purchase it. So I think that they're hoping that people will come, have fun, experiment, see what it's all about, and then be more inclined to purchase it for the holidays.
And we have heard that there are fun surprises for people who do actually show up.
Which we cannot reveal.
We cannot reveal. But just know that there is a new collection that they are launching that you will be able to play with and swatch and take home for yourself.
I do think it's interesting. It's only 2 days.
Yeah, it's really fast.
Because usually, where is it again?
It says it's between the American Girl store and the Pottery Barn Kids store. So something must have closed. Oh, is it the Old Sephora?
It's the Old Sephora.
Okay, so it's the Old Sephora.
Ah,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Full circle moment, people. The light bulbs just went
off. So, I mean, that's pretty huge.
That's a huge pop-up.
Yeah.
So there is a little, they call it like the box.
Right.
And it's right in front of Nordstrom.
Yes.
And a lot of brands have been coming in and out of there. So there's like a Tiffany's pop-up right now.
Yes, that one is opening on the 5th as well.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Which, I mean, that
hello,
one,
that's
going to be like so busy.
Totally.
Who doesn't love a Tiffany blue box under the Christmas tree?
So many brands have been in and out of that thing, but it's like you are supposed to rent it. Well,
yes.
You can really rent it for any amount of time, but most people do it for a month.
Yeah. And I have heard from brands who have hosted pop-ups there that it is super successful.
And very competitive. Like you have to like fight to get the space.
Yeah. And you only get it for like a month.
To? There was an event there.
There was a
Diptyque.
There was a Diptyque
and
one.
It was like around Father's Day or something like that. And like they wanted it really badly for Father's Day.
Yeah.
And they had to basically like go into a bidding war essentially with another brand.
like Glow Recipe has done a pop-up there. There's been a lot of really cool pop-ups. But anyways, if you guys are in LA, definitely check out the Lord Jones one at Century City, the Lady Gaga one at the Grove, and then yeah, check out, I guess, the other little pop-ups at Century City at the little Holiday Village.
Holidayville.
Yeah.
Village.
All right, what else do we have to talk about?
Okay, so you know me, I love the social media drama. I always want to know what's going on. So unfortunately, Jaclyn Hill is in hot water again.
Leave Jaclyn alone.
Can someone just leave this woman alone? Like at some point, it's just so tired.
It's just pick someone else. Yeah,
people love to hate her.
Exactly.
And listen, like I'm not saying she is free of any fault with her past launch or whatever, but like I truly think that this specific incident is so unwarranted. So Jaclyn launched her new highlighter collection, which I think was very smart of her. And she sent out PR, obviously, like to the big influencers, like her friends.
Yep.
And they got the whole collection and like the big PR send. And then they also sent out PR to like smaller micro influencers and probably editors too, whatever. And someone posted on Twitter that they received the Jaclyn PR send, but it just came in like this small cardboard box with one of the products, one of the highlighters, not one of each of the highlighters, just one. And
she didn't like send an email out and be like, what product you want to try? She just sent it out.
I think she just sent.
Okay.
From what my understanding is, she just sent one product.
Cool.
And the person that initially started this whole drama was like, I'm so super grateful to even be included in the PR send, but like, how am I supposed to review an entire collection with just one product? And I want to put this out there. This is definitely a first world problem. Okay. So I get it. But I don't know. Like, I don't think this is the route to go if you want to build a relationship with the brand. Because like, this is what I want to, I guess I've been trying to explain to people. Like, first of all, you are so lucky to be put on a PR list.
You should be grateful to just receive one product to try.
Totally. I get it if it's like a foundation thing and like foundation matching is so hard. They have to send you like a couple of different shades to figure that out. Totally get it. But like you don't have to review an entire collection.
No.
You can review one product from a collection.
Yep.
I think like this is where the social media sphere has like just gotten kind of out of control, that you think you're entitled to receive an entire collection of products that, by the way, you won't even get through.
Right.
Like you won't, like as a single human, sure, you'll probably give them to other people. But like if I was sent one of the formulas, I would just, if I wanted to, do a review and say, okay, this is the formula I got sent. This is the shade I got sent. Okay, maybe it wasn't like the most flattering shade, but also we're talking about like a highlighter here.
Totally.
I don't think it's as intense as like a blush or a lipstick.
Exactly.
You know what
it's
I
like
mean?
Pretty universal.
Pretty universal for the most part.
Yeah.
Like, depending on your undertone.
Right.
Right. So I could understand maybe wanting like one of each product, but I don't, it just made me sad because I'm like, guys, do you understand what you're complaining about? And also we got to take it back. Like I saw this interaction on Twitter where a smaller influencer, super engaged following was just like, I just don't think that people should be complaining about this. And then a bigger influencer that has like millions of followers responded and was like, yeah, but we give them free advertising by posting these reviews and by posting these photos. And the smaller influencer wrote back and said, oh, totally. I post no matter what I get. And for me, I was like, like, okay, you need to rethink your strategy because first of all, like, let me go back for a second. PR at the beginning in the early aughts, like before Sarah and I were even a part of this world, you got sent PR to test, see if you liked it and see where to put it in your spread in a magazine.
Yep.
Or decide if it's even going in at all.
Yeah, but no promises.
No promises. Makeup artists would receive product in hopes it would maybe go on their client, but no promises. If you want guaranteed coverage, exposure, etc., that is called paid advertising.
Yes.
So why would you give it away? I don't know. So
it's gotten so murky now because
really
of
murky.
Social media and the world of influencers, where even like some new publicists will like send, you know, editors product and ask for coverage, like almost require it. And you're like, no.
That's not how this works.
That's not how this works.
And so I like, you know, got on my soapbox and like had my little chain of tweets where I kind of said the exact same thing. If a brand is dictating that they will only send you product in exchange for a post or a video review, how are you supposed to stay unbiased when you've already essentially contractually agreed to cover it?
Yeah.
That's like, there's no way you can be unbiased in that review.
Right.
And I think that's why I'm seeing a lot of like the bigger influencers stop their unboxings. Mm-hmm. Like, remember when it was just like Unboxing Central and you were seeing literally everything that everybody was getting?
Right.
I think that's been pared back because they now realize, A, me posting is an endorsement of the product, even if I haven't tried it.
Exactly.
And it kind of comes down to integrity. So my advice for any like budding influencer or budding editor, budding makeup artist out there, do not promise that you're going to cover a product just to receive it. If they really want the guaranteed coverage, secure the bag, sis.
Exactly.
That's where you make your money.
Right.
I just think that it's like such a weird... It's such a weird world that we're living in now.
It's like really gross.
It's kind of gross. Yeah. And I'm like, and back to the point being like, you're complaining about receiving a product to be on a list you weren't even initially on. Like,
totally.
And I guess the last thing I want to say about it is when I consult with brands and tell them, you know, like ask about their PR strategy and like how they're going to reach out to influencers and how they're going to reach out to editors. One thing I always ask about is the PR sends. And I always say, do not put all your eggs in this basket that they're going to post, because there's no guarantee that they will. Mm-hmm. If you're going to send a product to someone, you're actually trying to build a relationship with them long term. Like, that's what a PR send should be.
Right.
Like, hey, we like you. We hope that you use our product. We would love to work with you in some way. Let us know what you think.
Exactly.
Not a, hey, I'm going to send this to you in exchange. That's transactional and that requires money.
Right.
So everybody just be a smart businessman or woman.
And like this person who tweeted about the Jaclyn Hill highlighter. Let's say they use it, they like it, they post about it. They could also, I mean, that Jaclyn Hill will maybe be more inclined. I'm not saying that that's the reason why you should post in order to get more stuff.
Yeah.
But that's like what we're talking about with building the relationship. And also, like, who's to say they could like just ask for the product too if they wanted to try out another product.
Yeah.
Why do they have to go to social media and like drag the brand first?
Well, also, that's the thing. That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, did she reach out to Jaclyn's PR team? Because someone had to reach out and say, hey, what's your address?
Yes.
And then from there say, hey, like, I don't think I received the correct shade for my undertone.
Yes.
Or I would have really loved to have tried this formula. Is there any way?
Just ask. Yeah.
The worst they can say is no. And
don't like,
sure, it sucks, but
don't
move on.
Go public and like shame someone. Like, that's just so wrong.
I feel like we should be Jaclyn's publicist at this point. I'm like, this is so irrelevant to
But I
her.
Feel like also at this point, it's like she can't do anything right. Just people will hate on anything she does.
Anything she does. Like, people really just love to hate talk and hate tweet about her. So
it's really sad.
In my opinion, let's just rethink the privilege that we have.
Yep.
It's really not making or breaking you in terms of like your exposure or your career trajectory just because you got one product from Ascend.
Totally.
Cool. Okay,
great.
I think we're all in agreement with that. Lovely.
Okay.
It's
time for What's on Your Face? Kirby, what's on your face?
Okay, so this is an oldie but a goodie. It's not a new product. I have to stan Marc Jacobs mascara. It's so good. So the Velvet Noir mascara, it's like one of the staples in the line. Marc Jacobs does such a good job with their PR sends on that note, because like they make it special by
putting your name
on the tube.
I was really sad I got that, and I obviously don't wear mascara, and I can't give it to anyone because it has my name on it.
I save mine because I'm like,
this is so special,
and nobody spells my name right. So when something is spelled correctly, I'm like overjoyed by it.
Yeah.
But I love this mascara, guys. The formula is a little bit more wet than dry, which I typically don't like because I like a dry mascara. It helps to fan out the lashes a bit more. But this one, even though it's more wet, does that.
Because I keep coming back to this one.
Yeah. Like, I'll try out a bunch of different mascaras, obviously, but I always come back to the Velvet Noir just because I think because of the wetness of the formula, it doesn't flake. The wand is the perfect size. It picks up the perfect amount of product, and it allows you to get to the base of your lashes as well as the tips. So anytime I wear it, people are like, what mascara are you wearing? This is great. It is a true blackest black shade. Very, very deep. And my tip is if you're going to layer it, just make sure that you let your first coat dry and then build more volume. But you just want to be careful because this stuff layers so quickly. Like three coats, you're going to look like Tammy Faye Baker. So you need to chill. I would say like two coats max. But this stuff, I was reminded how much I loved it today.
Yeah.
When I was putting it on.
Great.
So, yeah.
I feel like everyone's always looking for a good mascara.
Yeah. And so like, I was trying to think of like, you know, the new products that I've been testing, but I haven't been using them as long as I would like. So,
yeah.
But then I'm like, oh, wait, we need to like,
yeah, we need to
recognize
talk about
oldies but goodies.
Mm-hmm. But I have a new one to talk about.
Okay. So what's on your face, Sarah?
Okay. So Drunk Elephant has a new product.
Mm.
It is called the F-Balm Electrolyte Water Facial.
F-Balm. That's hilarious.
It's really cute. It's got like a light blue bottle. It's very similar to like the baby facial bottle.
Looks just like baby facial.
Yeah. So it is an overnight mask. It's meant to plump and restore with a quote unquote electrolyte cocktail while strengthening your skin. So it says it's good for like really dry, hungover skin. It's got niacinamide, sodium PCA, plant squalane. Five forms of ceramides, omega fatty acids, and powerful antioxidants. Okay, so if you swatch it, Curbs.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It sounds like it's gonna be super, super oily or like rich, but it's actually not. It feels really light, like an overnight mask.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of either like the Tidal Sunday Riley moisturizer, just
like a watery cream. Yeah, yeah. Like it's very light.
It's super light.
Yeah, you wouldn't think when you're like reading all of the hydrating ingredients in it. So you are meant to use it in the evening, like I said, overnight. As the last step of your skincare routine, they also suggest putting it over their marula oil for an extra shot of moisture if you're feeling extra dry. I used
Interesting.
It. Yeah, I just put it on after Vintner's Daughter. So I guess similar. I have been super dry lately and I really liked it a lot.
So what are the... I'm reading the back of it. It says tiny beads loaded. So basically it's like beads that are encapsulating ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It comes out January 1st. So we're going to have to wait a few weeks to get our hands on it. And it is $52, which is like in line with all of the other Drunk Elephant products. So yeah, I would give it a try. I think it's great for winter, really dry skin. Also great for all of the holiday parties.
Yeah,
for your hungover, dehydrated face.
Your Me. Skin is definitely going to be dehydrated if you're hungover, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. So. All right.
Los Angeles is brought to you by Afterpay. Partnered with more than 9,000 U.S. brands and retailers, Afterpay allows for you to shop now, enjoy now, and pay later. This is how shopping should feel.
All right. It's hair week.
It's hair week. And we're really psyched.
Why do we sound like we're like, we have a sports podcast?
We need an air horn. So like we mentioned earlier, each week in December we'll have a theme and we're talking about hair this week. So today's episode is our selects for the best hair launches of 2019. To qualify, the product had to launch between January and December 2019.
Duh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I want to caveat this. We don't have any tools.
Yeah, we're not talking about tools.
We're not talking about tools. And not that there weren't great launches, like hair tool launches this year, but nothing that's like, that was truly innovative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there were some new flat irons and some new like...
Upgrades to old tools.
Yes.
Yeah. But
which
nothing...
Which were lovely.
Yeah. Nothing that I don't think our listeners already know about. Basically.
And the Dyson Airwrap came out last year. So.
So that's what we're not talking about it again.
That's why we're not talking about it. Okay, so we want to talk about what the product is, who is it good for, and when you would use it, and what makes it superior.
Yeah. So, I feel like these episodes that we're doing where we're recapping are really... At first I was like, is anyone going to care?
Same.
But then... Like when researching for it, you're like, actually, there were tons of products that launched this last year.
Yep.
So it's nice to just sort of refresh our memories, especially during this holiday gifting season. if you guys are looking for products to, you know, treat yourself, but also give to people, these are ones I think that are worth picking up.
I agree.
Yeah.
So I think one of the standouts of the hair world this year was Pattern by Tracee Ellis Ross.
Cosign.
So I have to say, I clearly don't have like natural coily hair.
Same.
Or curly hair. And frankly, like this brand was not created for me or Sarah. It was focused on, you know, the women of color that have these really tight, beautiful or loose, beautiful curls.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the launch party that Tracee put on. She put like her heart and soul into this line. And she actually mentioned something that was like really heartbreaking. She said that someone, like, she's been wanting to make this hair care line for a while. And someone responded to her like, what makes you like important enough to make a hair care line? Like,
that is so rude. Who said
that? First of all, I would be like, bitch,
yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah. Like, good hair runs in my family.
Yeah, are you on drugs?
Yeah.
So she's really been working hard, and I kind of knew she was launching something because I host the Ulta General Managers Conference every year, and she was there, and she gave, like, nobody really knew why she was there. Typically, when celebrities show up, like, Nicole Kidman came on behalf of Neutrogena one year, and then, like, David Beckham was there for his line one year, and, like, people were losing their minds.
Yeah.
So when she showed up, they were like, oh, what brand is she here supporting? And like, she wasn't there supporting a brand. She was just there talking.
That's weird.
She gave like a TED talk to like these 2000 general managers about why she loves her hair and why her hair is super important.
Hint.
So we were like, she's launching something. That was in April. And then I can't remember exactly when Pattern launched. I think like September, October. But I think that with so, like, and actually a lot of brands have been coming out with, like, their own textured lines.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, this year, I think people have really, like, started putting their money where their mouth is. But
yeah.
With Tracee, this feels super organic and authentic to who she is.
And she did such a good job with
the
whole launch.
She did an amazing job. The editor event that they did in New York,
yeah.
She literally was in a shower.
Yeah.
Showing the editors like how she does her own hair and
which
like
is
the
so
plopping.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And I think like Pattern is super interesting because it really is a hair care routine.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like, okay, here's your shampoo and conditioner and be on your way. Like, there's a hair towel, there's a brush,
right?
There's a leave-in conditioner, there's like a once a week shampoo. So the products are great. I did try the products because I wanted to see what it's all about. And as somebody that has hair extensions,
yeah.
I really love the brush, the shower brush, because I have to be super careful with my tape-ins.
Okay.
But also, I love the leave-in conditioner. It, like, made my hair super soft. It wasn't, like, weighted down, which I think is super important, mm-hmm. especially if it's for someone that has natural hair.
Yeah.
And everything is super affordable, like, less than $30.
Yeah.
I don't think you can beat it. So my number one pick for the, like, launch of the year for hair, I would have to say, is definitely Pattern.
Okay, next product launch that we want to talk about is Ouai's Super Dry Shampoo.
Whoop.
Yeah, which I was so obsessed with. All of the beauty editors at Bustle who got to try it, everyone wanted to write about it, which is like a good sign.
Totally.
It absorbs oil more than a traditional dry shampoo does, but it doesn't leave your hair like super dry at the same time. Like, it doesn't make it, and it's not flaky. There's no like white cast that's left. Kirby, have you tried it?
Yes. So I loved the PR send for it because they sent it and it looked like a jumbo box of super tampons.
Yes.
So it was like playing off the super dry shampoo.
Yes.
I just like Ouai's marketing is really smart and like very fun.
Yeah. Jen is really a genius.
They remind me of
that
like
stuff.
Benefit in that way.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
They just have a really great voice and personality.
And like have so much fun with it. Yeah.
But this is my favorite too.
Yeah.
My favorite
so
dry shampoo.
So it is good for all hair types. And I've talked to a bunch of other editors and people who have tried it and they have different hair types and it works for them. So it soaks up the excess oil. It also helps with volume and body, which is something that I personally find hard when I'm using dry shampoo because I feel like my hair is pretty, it's not super fine, but it's like Asian hair. And so if I use too much dry shampoo, it just can fall really flat.
Yeah, or like be matted if you use too much.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so this one, it does not do that. And it has that whey scent, which I know some people don't love, but I really love it. I feel like we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Whey has like a specific... Their products have a fragrance
like
to
floral,
it.
Yes. Yeah.
And I know some people who don't like it. I personally really like it. It's not made with any talc or powder. And it has a nozzle that I guess... So Jen Atkins said that she worked on this product for like 2 years. She's like, I feel like a queen of dry shampoo. Like, remember when she launched the foam?
Yeah.
Which like was so groundbreaking. After she did that, like everyone launched a dry shampoo foam.
Yeah.
So she's always just like trying to make it easier and better for us and more innovative. And yeah. When she first talked about this product, like I was like, just like another dry shampoo. Everyone is launching dry shampoos. But this one is actually really, really great. Great for all hair types. Like I said, color, chemically treated hair, and you use it with your extensions. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, this is the dry shampoo I'm using currently. Yeah. And to like the nozzle point yeah. that you were making, the flow of it, like
it doesn't get clogged.
It doesn't get clogged, but also it provides so much power and strength when you spray it, which yes. is like a part of getting the lift and the volume that you want, and also making sure that it's distributed evenly so it doesn't feel like it's all concentrated in one area.
Yeah.
I'm like a nerd about nozzles, especially. And I like Jen did spend mm-hmm. a long time making sure that the nozzle was perfect.
Right. And it's a really big bottle.
It's huge.
Right? Okay. That's what like
super. It's like a jumbo
tampon.
Oh,
yes, yes, yes. Exactly. I get it. I get it. So yeah. So that is $24.
$24.
I feel like that's like a fair price for this product.
I agree. Because you get a lot of product for
And
what
I go
for.
Yeah. Like I go through dry shampoo really quickly. And this has still lasted me for whatever reason. Thanks, Jen.
Way to go, Jen. All right, from Way to Olaplex, my number two pick is the number 6 Bond Smoother Reparative Styling Cream. So Olaplex, if you're not familiar, a lot of hair colorists are including Olaplex when they color your hair and when they start treating it because it helps to bond your hair in a way that makes it stronger and keeps it from experiencing damage and breakage. Like a lot of times when you bleach your hair, mm-hmm. you know, it's very compromising to it. So Olaplex, I've been a longtime fan. All of my colorists have always used it when they color my hair, like Justin Anderson and Chad Kenyon.
There's really like no equivalent.
No, it is the best.
Yeah, it's the best. And I feel like, I mean, they have like a patent on it, right?
They did. That's why they like sued a company that will not be named.
Okay.
Because they like try to rip them off essentially. And they were like, actually, we have a patent for that.
Yeah, so, because like, I mean, like you just said, I'm like repeating what you just said, but every colorist, every stylist, this is the only thing that they use.
Totally. So number 3 is the version of the, I guess people like to call it a mask because you leave it in your hair and then mm-hmm. rinse it out. But I learned using Olaplex number 3 that it's a product that you put on your hair. You let it sit and then you wash it out. And then you go in and you do your shampoo and conditioner because it's not something that you leave in your hair. It's like not supposed to be like a conditioner.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like an actual type of mask situation, I guess. I don't mm-hmm. know if that made sense, guys. But they came out with Olaplex number 6 this year. It's called Bond Smoother. It's a leave-in reparative styling cream. This is the product that I put in my hair last before I start blow drying it. I just feel like it eliminates any type of frizz, any type of split end that I might have. It hydrates my hair and it protects it, especially from heat styling.
Mm.
So obviously with the air wrap, I don't really worry about the heat.
Yeah,
issue.
Right.
But if I know if I'm going to blow dry, like rough dry my hair and then use a curling iron, I feel like this is absolutely essential to making sure that my hair looks soft, shiny, and smooth.
Did you mention how many times a week you use it?
Or I often? Use it, I mean, for this, like it's a styling product, so you could use it every day
okay.
if you wanted.
Okay.
But I definitely use it
after the shower while my hair is still wet. And then if like throughout the week I notice that I need a little help, I'll take a little like a dollop of it and then apply it to the ends of my hair.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But if you're experiencing, you know, breakage or you feel like your hair just doesn't look smooth, like maybe you recently got it colored and you're like, oh, I have all these little baby frizzies everywhere, I think you're really going to love this product. My tip is just definitely use it as the last step before you blow dry your hair. And it's $28.
Amazing.
And you only need, honestly, the tiniest bit. A little goes a long way. I've had mine since, I don't know, May, and I'm like barely even like a quarter of the way through it. So
where can you get it?
Sephora. Yeah.
Okay.
Sephora has been providing like Olaplex to the masses, I think since last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they can, they also have like the hair perfector number 3 that you would use in the shower, and they have a shampoo and conditioner as well. If you like.
Great. I got to get that.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, another launch we want to talk about is the Orbe Highly Textured Collection, which came out earlier this year.
Yep.
And it is a range of products that were made specifically for type 4 hair.
All right, Sarah, so for people that don't know,
yes,
what is type 4 hair?
So type 4 hair is like really curly hair, coily hair. It's like fine and thin and wiry.
Yep.
So this specific launch was made for Afro-textured hair.
Yep.
And surprisingly, this is actually Orbe's first line for Afro-textured hair.
Which is crazy. I mean, honestly, I think a lot of people that do have this texture of hair are like, well, it's not crazy because we've been,
people
haven't seen us for however long.
Absolutely.
But it's interesting, and I'm glad you brought this up because it's the most fragile hair texture because it has the fewest cuticle layers to protect it from dryness.
Yes. So you would think as a luxury hair care line, they would want to make products for this type of hair because they could be making so much money.
Totally.
Which I guess they figured out this year. So
I know.
It's wild to me. But anyways, so I guess, also in general, this article that we wrote on Bustle, which was written by my former colleague, Kayla Greaves, who tried the entire line. A lot of luxury hair care lines don't make products for Afro-textured hair. So this was like a big deal.
Totally.
In this hair community. So in the collection, there is a Moisture and Control Deep Treatment Mask. There is a Leave-In Conditioner Detangler. And then a Butter Curl Enhancing Cream, a creme, if you will.
Creme.
And then a curl gelée for shine and definition.
Oh my God. Every time I use a gelée, I'm like, oh,
yeah,
I'm so fancy.
I know. Like, I should want to call everything cremes and gelée.
Gelée.
And she loved all of the products. This entire line actually got really great reviews across the board.
Yeah. I saw a lot of the reviews just from like a different variety of publishers. And everyone that did try it was very...
Which
happy with the results.
Makes sense because Orbe, like, they don't mess around when they're developing products for hair.
No, and Orbe is a brand that's not just putting out products. Like, I know to your point earlier, you said, like, why aren't more luxury brands doing this?
Yes.
They don't create products just for shits and gigs.
Right.
Like, they really are.
They don't need to.
Focused, and they put a lot of science and research behind what they're doing.
Yeah. So they worked with a celebrity hairstylist named Stacey Ciceron to develop this line. And apparently Ciceron, she's worked with like hundreds of different products for Afro-textured hair. So with that knowledge, she was able to help make these products that she felt like weren't available, especially in the luxury hair care world. So yeah, this was a really, really big deal when it launched in April. And I think that, like Kirby and I said, it's still getting a lot of rave reviews. So
I feel like, so when we were going down the list of different hair care products and launches that we thought were great this year, there were so many launches focused specifically on textured hair.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I'm just going to say, I feel like the theme of 2019 was like textured hair. Like,
yeah.
Finally, they're getting their shine.
Yeah.
So if you have like 4 A, B, or C, you know, type curls or coils, I think that you're really going to like the Orbe line.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, the next product, I freaking love this line. I love it so much. This is my favorite shampoo, conditioner, styling products ever, okay?
Whoa.
I know. Well, except for the Orbe texturizing spray, okay? I got to put that out there. It's like still my favorite. But Virtue
Are you familiar with Virtue?
Yes, I have actually tried their products too, and I'm a fan.
They smell so freaking good.
Yeah.
I don't, it's like, I can't even explain to you the fragrance. It reminds me of Tom Ford, Neroli Portofino in a way.
Which is Kirby's.
Is that me projecting? Probably.
No, I mean, no, their products do smell really good.
They smell great. And there's a lot of science behind these products. So if you go to their website, it says, after decades in the beauty industry, we didn't think there was anything that could surprise us. Then we found alpha keratin 60KU, a protein so transformative, we knew we couldn't keep it to ourselves. So this is incredibly interesting to me. The founder, Dr. Luke Burnett, mm-hmm. he's the chief science advisor. He is a retired Army colonel, and he leads a regenerative medicine lab in Winston-Salem that works to heal battlefield injuries using keratin, okay? And so they were able to extract human keratin in its purest form, which is called the alpha keratin 60KU. So basically, they're like, okay, wow, this helps with burn wounds, and it regrows tissue. Let's see if it can help repair hair. And in fact, it did. And so it not only smells amazing, but it makes your hair shinier, stronger, and overall more healthy. I have noticed, like, I use the shampoo and conditioner, or one of them at least. Mm-hmm. And then I use this serum for split ends that I feel like I can't live without. It's like, it's a tiny little bottle of it, but I'm obsessed, especially because of the smell. And like, we've talked about this, yes. Like fragrances, like for your skin and stuff, we're like, eh. Yeah. But like for your hair, come on.
Hair, like, body, I need it.
It's like an aromatic experience. You want to feel good about that stuff. So Virtue, I'm clearly a stan, huge fan here. They launched a volumizing mousse this year. And I feel like mousse gets a bad rap.
I love mousse.
I freaking love mousse.
Maybe it's because we were born in the 80s and we're like I love hairspray.
Same.
And mousse. Anything that gives me extra volume.
Yeah. And I mean, I had a perm. My mom permed my hair growing up like Little Orphan Annie. It's like a whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
I know. But I find that On, who does my hair, mm-hmm. he applies mousse on dry hair, not just wet hair. So I feel like mousse is having a renaissance of sorts.
Yeah.
If you're not using mousse and you want a more volumized, thicker hair look, maybe you should consider it. Because mousses aren't just like the crunchy, hard right. mousse anymore.
Yeah, like especially with all the technology now.
Totally.
Yeah.
So this mousse, wow. I don't know what I just said.
I don't know either.
But anyways, it helps you with bounce, thickness, strength, and a long-lasting defined style. Anytime someone asks me, why can't I hold a curl with my hair?
Yeah.
I'm like, you probably have virgin hair. Yep. Lucky you.
Yeah.
You've taken probably good care of it. But add mousse to it while it's either wet or even when it's dry after you're done blow drying it, and then curl your hair. It'll help to hold the style a lot longer than just like...
I love that hack.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like everybody does
it. It's probably also great as like a protectant from the heat, like an added layer.
Yeah, totally. So basically the alpha keratin 60KU, it binds directly to the hair. It fills in smooth cracks and crevices along your hair cuticle. So if you feel like your hair also is looking a little raggedy, mm-hmm. this will help with that. And again, there's no residue. There's no crunchy finish. It's just volume. And it includes ingredients like baobab seed oil, which we see a lot in hair care products, mm-hmm. to be completely honest. Panthenol. So every time I heard the word panthenol, I'm like...
It sounds scary.
Yeah, it's like a little scary. But it says it improves and repairs the structure of your hair, as well as moisturizes and strengthens the hair shaft, which is great. And then it has amino acids and then hydrolyzed amaranth protein, mm-hmm. which I'm not even going to pretend like I know what that is. But protein is good for your hair.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
More protein.
More protein. When in doubt...
More protein.
More protein. So the volumizing mousse from Virtue... It is $36. So yes, it is a beauty investment. But I just think because of the technology behind this brand, I'm willing to use every single one of their products. And I absolutely love the mousse.
Yeah. Great.
Mousse for days.
Okay. So the last product we're going to talk about is one that I don't personally use, but I am like such a big stan for it.
Same. So they were sending me product, and then I wasn't trying it just because I know my hair colorist would murder me.
Yeah. Okay. So what we're talking about, by the way, first is the Overtone Coloring Conditioner.
Yep.
It's So good. Like I like I said, Kirby and I don't use it, but I give it to my niece who she's 13 and I guess like you can have fun colored hair at school these days. Like I thought like that was banned? Dress code, but maybe because it's 2019, we're just being more fun and accepting and I love it.
Yep.
Anyways, so she loves having her hair pink. And obviously my sister is like, I'm not going to pay for you to go to the salon to do this every, you know, month.
Totally.
So I give her the Overtone coloring conditioner and she loves it and her hair is still healthy. It's a semi-permanent color depositing conditioner.
Got it.
So it's great if you have bleached hair or blonde hair and you love to experiment with colors and you don't want to, like I said, spend a lot of money at a salon or damage your hair. This is like such a great innovative product that Overtone created, and it comes in so many fun colors like pink and lavender. It also, they just launched a bunch of colors for fall that are more brown shades.
Yeah, I'm looking. So they have the chocolate brown coloring conditioner. And what I like about their website is they will show the different hair colors next, like the before and after.
Yes.
So like they have like a pretty light blonde shade and then they use the chocolate brown coloring conditioner and it is a
dark,
deep brown.
I know.
So I feel like this is actually a really great product. Maybe if you deal with grays.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. To really help, like if you are like, I can't keep going to the salon.
Yes.
Every like 2 to 4 weeks.
Right.
Like, that's like so much upkeep.
Totally. Or like maybe if you are using box dye and you're just feeling like your hair is so dry and brittle because of it.
Yeah.
Like I just feel like this is, I mean, so it's made with a bunch of amazing ingredients. There's a bunch of plant-based oils, like there's coconut oil, jojoba oil, evening primrose oil, avocado oil, all of these things to help prevent breakage. And then there's like shea butter and aloe vera for shine and like to also help with anti-inflammatory properties of your hair.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know that your hair could...
Inflammation of the hair.
Yeah, makes... Okay. Anyways, it's like just... It's a really great product that you can use at home and it's not gonna ruin your hair.
Totally. And
period.
I think what's interesting as well about Overtone is you can apply it to wet or dry hair, but they actually recommend dry hair for maximum color deposit.
Interesting.
So if you want like a deeper brunette shade or a deeper pink, do it on dry hair. You leave it on for 10 to 15 minutes. You rinse with warm or hot water, and then you're good to go. You style however you would like.
Yeah, and love that it only takes 10 to 15 minutes.
And then how long does it last?
So it can last, I would say, a couple weeks, but then you can just keep using it in the shower because it's super easy. Who was I talking to who told me that they use the Overtone a lot? I can't remember, but it was someone who, like, has pink hair all the time and it's just something that they was it Marie?
Yeah, I was gonna say is I feel like Marie is
maybe uses
a perfect
it.
Candidate for this if she doesn't already.
Yeah, she was probably her.
Our friend Marie loves Lodi. To play with her hair color.
It's just yeah
and she's it, like been a pink queen before.
She like there was a period where she didn't have pink hair and she just did not feel like herself.
Yeah, I agree.
She's just, yeah, I like when I think of her, I think of pink hair.
But there are so many options. Like if you go onto the website, it'll show you. So there's a colorless one. So, it's just like a hair mask.
Yeah.
It's called the Remedy.
There's blue, green,
red,
teal,
ginger, silver. Ooh, silver would be pretty.
Yeah.
So like if you have gray hair already and you just want to go full throttle with it, use the gray on top, or the silver on top, rather, to really just amp up that color. I think this is such a smart idea. It actually isn't, in my opinion, too different from Manic Panic.
Yes.
Manic Panic was essentially a conditioner.
Yes.
With color in it. But I think the difference is that they offer a daily conditioner. They offer the mask.
Yes.
There's like a complete system.
Right.
And you get a lot of it.
Exactly.
And also then, like the ingredient makeup.
Yeah, it's probably, I mean, I don't know what the Manic Panic formula is, but I'm assuming that Overtone, I mean, because they pride themselves in how great the formula is for your hair health.
Yep.
Also, I know that I said that it is for bleached hair and people with like neutral blonde hair, but they do also have a range of products for brown hair. They have like a red conditioner that you can use and then a purple and then a rose gold, which I think is really interesting. I should try it.
So Overtone isn't new, obviously, but
which product was the new launch.
So it is the products that I just talked about for brown hair specifically.
Awesome.
But I do feel like it's new enough where like a lot of people don't know about the brand yet. And they really just, on the success of their first launches this year, really like, I think, amped it up with obviously more product offerings and just like the awareness. Like, I feel like everyone on Instagram uses, who with fun hair color, uses Overtone. Zendaya actually told Allure that she uses this product.
Yep. So the Overtone color and conditioner is how much?
It is $29.
Okay. Yeah. So those are our top three picks each, although we each love them all. Mm-hmm. We wanted to give some honorable mentions as well.
Yes.
I personally use the Orbe scalp spray. It's like a new launch, comes in this really pretty pink bottle. It's actually meant, it's not like a thickening spray. It's actually meant to help your like scalp health.
Okay.
So I've been using that in addition to like the cremes. And serums.
I want to talk about the Bumble and Bumble thickening dry spun texture spray.
Ooh.
I do love my Orbe texture spray. And I also love Amika. Those are like usually my go-to texture sprays. But I really loved this new launch from Bumble and Bumble. It is great for texture, obviously, but also great for volume. And it lasts like all day long, which is like hard for my hair type, I think.
I love Bumble and Bumble. And I love the dry spun spray.
Yeah.
So I imagine the thickening one is on another level.
Yeah.
DP Hue, Justin Anderson's company, he's the creative director. They launched a blonding pen with Kristen Cavallari. Mm. And I think this is a really great way if you do get highlights, but you need just like a bump of color. They made it in a pen form. So like, you know, there was like the John Frieda, you know, spray in, which is like that stuff actually does work. And so many people have come out with different sprays and stuff like that. But I felt like this was more of an artistic, precise approach to getting those blonde bumps of highlights that you want.
Yes.
Because it's literally a pen, you push it, the product comes out, and then you like brush it into your hair. You can put it in before the beach or when you're out in the sun, or you can put it in and then blow dry your hair to kind of like activate it.
Oh.
So I found that to be extremely innovative this year, and obviously I'm a big fan of Justin.
Yep.
And then if you're a blonde, the Unite Blonda line, every celebrity hairstylist or colorist uses this line. Like Unite is just a staple. Like I know that the women at 901 love Unite.
Yeah.
Like I remember I first heard about Unite through like Rihanna and Nicki.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're just like huge fans.
Totally.
So they have their Blonda line, which includes like a purple shampoo and conditioner and stuff like that. But they just came out with the Blonda Fix Violet Toning Treatment this year. So it's consider it like a mask. Like a purple mask for blonde hair to help just remove any brassiness and like bump up your blonde color in between different, you know, appointments.
Cool. Also want to shout out Kristen S. Her Target line.
Love her.
Continues to kill. Not in a bad way.
The line's walking around like wielding a knife to stab people or something.
Her hairline continues to kill it in the best way possible. She launched an exfoliating scalp scrub at Target, obviously. And I think everyone these days, they need a good scalp scrub. They don't use it.
They don't use it.
And it's like if you're using dry shampoo and you don't wash your hair, you shampoo your hair once a week, you're like, think about all the buildup.
I think people just don't understand how it works because they're like a scrub for your scalp. Like, how is that going to get out? Like,
yeah,
but they don't realize it dissolves with the water.
Exactly. And then just like, oh my gosh, I don't know why my hair is growing. Why isn't it growing or why it feels gross or like, you know, whatever. And it's like, because ladies and gents, you need a scalp scrub.
Remember when, this is still a thing. Like a lot of people are like, oh, your hair isn't growing because you have split ends.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I always thought like that does not make sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it comes from your scalp.
Yeah.
Like if you have too much buildup, your hair's not going to grow.
Right.
Literally, exactly. It grows from your head. Like, am I crazy?
No.
There's a lot of gimmicks out there.
Yeah.
Okay. And then final shout out. I love R & Co. I think they're just a really great brand. I'm a huge fan of a lot of their products.
Same. I was going to talk about one of their products, but I wasn't sure if it came out this year. It was their thickening spray.
Oh, yeah.
That didn't come out this year, did it?
I feel like it came out last year. Oh, I love Dallas, yeah, obviously. Right. It's like...
Anyways, love that one.
They're great. Well, they partnered with Fred Segal and did this like really cute line with Ashley Stryker, who is, you know, part of the Stryker sisters. She does Mandy Moore's hair mm-hmm. religiously. And yeah, so that launch and collaboration with Fred Segal and Ashley Stryker reintroduced R & Co to me. The packaging's super cute, but I have been loving their R & Co Television Perfect Hair Shampoo. It's super cute. Like I'm a sucker for good marketing.
Same.
So if you read the back of it, it talks about the perfect hair revolution will be televised. Like Television Perfect Hair Shampoo gives you everything you need for the small screen. And I'm like, I want to be on a small screen. So I use it. Like when I went on an audition a couple of weeks ago, I used it and was like,
Oh my God,
for the small screen.
I need this.
Oh my God. It's so cute. And they sent me one last holiday season mm-hmm. and it was like Kirby's Perfect Television Shampoo.
Oh my God. Like, that's really
so
cute.
So I'm never obviously throwing away those bottles for obvious reasons. But R & Co as well, just want to throw out there, is cruelty free.
Awesome.
Which we respect. Vegan and cruelty free.
What a great year for hair.
So many great launches this year for hair. I love seeing the variety, the inclusivity of it all. Mm-hmm. What was your favorite hair launch of the year? We can only go through so many.
Right.
To be like 5 hours, but please let us know what your favorite launch was.
Yeah, did we miss something? What are you guys like super, super stoked about? Let us know.
And be sure to listen to Friday's episode where we have a special guest and a special giveaway happening. Ooh. More details on that. But before we go, remember, you can follow us on social. We're at @Gloss_Angeles on Instagram, Gloss Angeles Pod on Twitter, and find us on Facebook and join our awesome Facebook group. Just search Gloss Angeles. And we'll see you on Friday. Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.